Okay, what is up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of Raw Talk. I'm Shatima.
Yep, and I'm Jason.
And we make up together Raw Matrimony. Thank you guys for joining us on yet another podcast episode. This is actually our first video podcast.
Oh, yeah. We're excited. Yes, we're excited about that.
Yes, thank you guys for joining in. So we're going to get right into it. We have a great topic to discuss today, a fun topic. It's pretty much like, boy, please, you ain't getting none. That's a topic. And all my ladies, I know y'all can relate, you know, when our husbands, you know, when they do something that pisses off and they want to try to like get amnesia later, act like they didn't hurt our feelings or piss us off, and then want to come in. Y'all ladies, y'all know what I'm getting at, right? And I'm like, well, I know for me, sometimes I have the attitude like, boy, please. But I know that's not the godly woman attitude to have, but it's very real. So we're going to discuss that today.
Yes, we're going to discuss that. I know, right here.
Anywho, so yeah, but, you know, in relationships, you know, especially when you're married and you've been married for some time, even especially in the beginning, you're going to get into situations, you're going to get into arguments, you're going to get into disagreements with one another. And as women, that just turns us off. That turns us off from being interested in anything sexual. Disclaimer, I cannot speak for every woman, but I'm speaking for most women, okay? That's a major, like, turn off for us if, you know, if our husband says something to hurt our feelings or if he does something to hurt our feelings. We're just really not gonna be in the mood like that for sex. But yet and still, y'all try to get it anyway.
Yeah. Because, guys, I think I know for a fact we think differently, because if our wife does something to make us mad, it doesn't turn us off from it. Well, sometimes it does. I'll say sometimes it does. But overall, men are more sexual. So it's very little that will turn us off from wanting to have sex with our wives. So, being mad, man, it just depends. Still going to want it at some point eventually. That's how God made it. So, I mean, it is what it is, right?
Yeah, I mean, because I feel like y'all could be mad, right? You might really be genuinely mad, genuinely hurt, but y'all not going to turn down the opportunity to have sex.
I have a few times. One, you know, I wanted to, but because I was upset. Or whatever, mad about something, you know, I just, like, whatever.
I don't really remember that, but, okay. But, anywho, I did have a scripture that I wanted, because y'all know we have to tie the word into this. Did you do this?
You did that when you just reached down to touch it without looking.
Anywho, the just first...
the back arrow on the thing.
It's alright. This is the first one that I feel like really pertains to this subject. It's 1 Corinthians 7, verse 5, which I'm sure many of you have heard of. Do not deprive each other, except perhaps by mutual consent and for a time, so that you may devote yourselves to prayer. Then come together again, so that Satan will not tempt you because of your lack of self-control.
Yep, I like that one.
Yep. So pretty much, I mean, this one is saying... don't deprive your husband, even if, you know, you're mad at him or whatever. Unless y'all both agree to, like, you know, maybe do, like, one time we did a sex fast, you know.
Yeah, something like that.
And so many words are saying don't deprive your husband. And especially it's saying, you know, then come together again. So you need to make sure you keep on having sex so that Satan will not tempt you because of your lack of self-control.
Yeah, I agree. Also, too, I had looked up a verse as well, and it was so from a husband's perspective, because as a husband, you can't just neglect your wife's feelings or needs, you know, because if she's upset about something, you can't just, well, I apologize, she should be over it, or, well, it was minor, so we should be good now. And it was 1 Peter, I believe, chapter 3, verse 7, you can, and it was talking about just living with your wife in an understanding way. Because she's a weaker vessel.
You said 1 Peter 3:7.
But yeah, so the verse was talking about along the lines of that. So pretty much saying, like, not to neglect the feelings of your wife, to acknowledge the feelings of your wife, and Yeah, it says, husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives and treat them with respect as a weaker partner, as heirs with your gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers. Yeah, so it's talking about living with your wife in an understanding way. That means we could even, you know, tie it. That's with everything. That's with everything. So, but we could tie it into this and with the sex issue, like, you know, because one thing I try to work on too, and I'm continuing to work on this, is to be like, oh, I'm still working. It just boggles my mind to even try to say it. but sex is not that serious. So I'm like, you know, nah, anyway, but I'm really trying to work on that, to be like, okay, well, if her feelings are hurt by something I did, sex is really not that serious for me to like, oh, well, I need it right now. So it don't matter how you feel. Okay, so let me put my feelings to the side, and instead of trying to have sex for you, let me try to understand where you're coming from and genuinely try to make it better. And then hopefully we can get that good, you know what I'm saying, after.
Yes, yes. And let me just say too that with the verse that I read about don't deprive one another or whatever, let me clarify, that's not just talking about oh except for if y'all fasting. I just gave that as an example. But I really do think God wants us to pay attention, not even just husbands to wives, but also wives to husbands, like pay attention to how we're treating each other leading up to that, because he wants us to enjoy it, right? So I mean, yeah
definitely,
he wants us to enjoy it. He wants us to, because he created it, so he already know, you know. And he also knew that men were going to be like going crazy over it, you know?
Well, yeah, because he made us that way, so that's how he know, because he the one that created it. But you see, it goes back to everything being tied back into the Bible, because God knows the way he made a woman, he knows the way he made a man, and he didn't just throw us out here to try to figure it out on our own. He was like, this is how I made each of them, and this is the blueprint right here. So you don't have to figure it out on your own, because I already told you. And to me, the underlying undertone of what I heard in the verses is sensitivity. To be sensitive to the other person's feelings. You know, a lot of the time, that's one of the hardest things that we could do, is to be sensitive to, especially in a time where there's a little bit of discord and we're not on the same page. It's hard for us to see this person, or even, I'll say, validate or authenticate the other person's feelings, you know, because our feelings are real. And you really pissed me off, so you really not going to get none. And as a man, we're like, well, my feelings are real, you know, but I can put my feelings to the side. So you should put your feelings to the side too. This is the thing though. I can't say, I'm not going to say it's a right way and a wrong way. I just know the right way is not what we think or what she think, what I think. The right way is what God says. You know, that's really what it is. So if you say to be sensitive to husband, be sensitive to your wife's feelings, that's what you got to do. And a husband, wife, if the Bible said be sensitive to your husband's feelings, that's what you got to do. I mean, who cares? Who cares what your opinion is? It's not our opinion. You know, if we live by the word, then the word is what it is, and we can't change it.
Yeah, it's not our opinion. I definitely agree with that. It's definitely based off God's word. But just being realistic, you know, as fleshly beings, there are going to be times where, like, what if you really are truly, like, hurt beyond what your husband can see or your wife can see or whatever? Because, you know, I'm sure there are situations where this is reversed, where the woman may be more sexual than husband.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's kind of like, you have to really, like, think about it. You have to really discuss it also. I think that sex is one of those things where, as husband and as a married couple, it shouldn't be swept under the rug. It needs to be communicated fully and completely, because then that leads to frustration. It leads to hurt feelings, you know. Yeah. Because in those situations, I already know a man, get out of here, Matt. A man might be feeling, I guess, neglected or rejected. That's the word I'm looking for. Rejected if the wife turns him down. Even though it may very well be because of something you did.
Yeah, no, but I'd say, well, I'm just speaking for my personal self. I didn't necessarily feel rejection if I already knew you were upset, because I already know it's a chance you might say no. So going into it, that's not the rejection, possibly, but if it's used as a weapon every time, like, oh, well, I'm upset because you didn't give in to this, or because you didn't give in to that, or we need to do what I want to do, so you use it as a weapon to get what you want, then that's a problem. But if it's a genuine issue as to where, like, okay, I did something, said something, hurt your feelings, and you're like, you know, that really hurt my feelings, and I'm like, oh, well, okay, well, you know, whatever. Or try to minimize it, or don't validate your feelings or whatever, then yeah, that, I feel like that's a valid thing. So be careful not to use it as a weapon, because it's not a weapon. You know, just because you're upset, you know, you can't use that as a tool, like, to get what you want. I mean, sometimes it can be fun if you use it as a tool to get what you want, you know, but don't.
It's not a weapon, but it is a weapon. Ladies, y'all know what I mean.
Yeah, you're gonna burn. I know exactly what you mean. You're gonna burn. So you go ahead.
Burn with
brothers, we got a friend in Jesus. We got a friend in Jesus. I tell you that.
Anywho, what I'm saying is, yes, we're not supposed to use it as a weapon, but I mean, come on, we know how to get to our husbands. We know how to, you know, get.
But is it biblical?
Well, is what you did to piss me off biblical? JK.
Well, I mean, it just depends on the situation. You know, between men and women, we're gonna have disagreements. We won't see everything out of us.
Yeah.
I mean, there could be some disagreements that are biblical disagreements. You know, just because you have a disagreement, that doesn't mean that you're all of a sudden falling in sin now. So, it could be possibly biblical that, you know, the disagreement would happen.
Yeah. Also, what I do want to say, too, is on another note, flipping that around, there are plenty of times that I put my feelings to the side and, you know, still gave Jason sex. I did it because, you know, I do love him. And, you know, I do know that this too shall pass when we get into stuff, you know. So, yeah, I'm like, okay, whatever. What the heck? I mean, I try to hold out, because I'm like, no, he gonna learn today. Something you couldn't withhold from me, what? Snuggling?
Yeah, or just being difficult.
I'm glad he's admitting it. You know,
I'm who God made me.
Exactly. Oh my gosh.
But I am who God made me.
So it's really just about trying to find that happy medium. And what we really want to reiterate to you guys is there are going to be issues. There are going to be arguments. There are going to be disagreements. But everything is not such a big deal. Remember when we first got married, every single disagreement was a big deal.
yeah, definitely.
Every disagreement was a big deal.
Yeah. I say be sensitive mm-hmm. to the other person's feelings. Wife, be sensitive to your husband's feelings. Husband, be sensitive to your wife's feelings, because trust me, if that's an ongoing thing that you use, the devil, he'll take a stronghold in that at that time or whatever. Be sensitive to the feelings of your spouse.
Yes. Definitely. We want to know how many of you guys do that. Or is it kind of like, well, you know what? I'm mad, but it's okay. You know, it's my duty to, you know, fulfill my husband's needs sexually, or vice versa. You know, we want to know what you guys think.
Yeah, definitely. We try to have like a more interactive, like, you know what I'm saying? It's of course we come up with creative ideas on our own, but we want to know what would really be helpful to you all. So, I mean, Let us know. You know, got some things kicking off. We got the Raw Marriage Institute. We got a group on Facebook. We got the Facebook page. Can't do it without a community, because we're here to help each other. You know, it might be senior veterans on there. That's, you might have been together 40, 50 years. I want to hear what you guys have to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got our 11 years in there, so we're going to help the people underneath us, you know, help and build them, you know, pour into them.
A common misconception. So, people, I'm sure people will look at us and see all the kids we have and be like, oh, they have no issue. Like, they don't have no issue when it comes to that area with sex.
It only takes one sperm. One sperm. That's it.
We could have done it just like once a year and had all the kids we have. So, everybody's automatically assumed we rabbits.
Sometimes.
Yeah, I was about to say, but anyway, so there's always gonna, we've dealt with issues in our sex life, you know, that's for another podcast, maybe. Get you a godly couple to help you navigate. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, don't try to do it on your own.
Please don't.
Number one thing, because if, let's say if you are recently married, just married, no, thinking about getting married, you don't really have the expertise. Like, we got a lot of resources, marriage-related resources. Just check out the Facebook page. And I do believe getting married is going to work 100% of the time. If you do it the way God said to do it, it's going to work.
Yes.
I just don't see that happen. It can't happen any other way, you know. And that is not me. That's me speaking, but it's going through exactly what the word of God, he put the blueprint out there already. So, you know, I feel like we go wrong when we try to do it on our own, but we already got the blueprint. Yes. Follow the blueprint. And for some people, you might not feel like the blueprint is there. We'll lay the blueprint out for you. You know what I'm saying? And just follow that.
Yeah.
But you got to do something. You can't just leave your marriage a chance. You know, feel like you're just going to figure it all out, because you won't. You got to do something.
Yep. All right, well, thank you guys so much for joining us on this episode of Raw Talk.
I'm going to close with a prayer.
Okay.
Were you done?
Yes, I was done. I was going to just remind you guys to follow us, like, share all of our social media platforms at Raw Matrimony.
What's the handle? What's the handle on Facebook?
At Raw Matrimony. Yes, Facebook and Instagram is at Raw _matrimony.
Yeah, and it's raw r.a.w.
Mm-hmm. Which I don't think, but I don't think on Instagram it's the dots.
Okay,
but y'all will find this. We'll link it in the description also. So thank you guys so much for joining us, and let's close out with a prayer. We love you guys, and you know, remember to keep your marriage raw, real, active, and whole.
Yep. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, God. Thank you for just blessing us with the opportunity to just come before you, Lord. Thank you for just giving us the gift of sharing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray and ask that you just strengthen each and every marriage right now, Father God. Whatever, you know everything, God. You know what everything, whatever the issue may be, or even if it's no issues, Father God, we pray that you just use that marriage to be a blessing to others in the name of Jesus. Yes. And Lord, we just pray for just happy marriages, happy homes in the name of Jesus. Help us to break the stereotype. Help us to defeat the statistics in the name of Jesus. And help us to live happy marriages. And just have your way. Have your way in everything, God.
Yes,
use us to be a blessing to others. And Lord, help us to just take this thing just to the as far as you want to go in the name of Jesus. Have your way, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We love you. Thank you for joining in. And women, don't hold up. He ain't mean. I'm apologizing for him. If he ain't apologize, I'm saying sorry. He ain't mean it.
And men, stop doing things to piss your wives off in the first place.
We're out.